do. It's a little, something a little bit different than usual, but there's one piece over here in the Parsha sheets which deserves a little more focus, a little more time to understand. So we'll use, do that today, and we'll do regular pieces tomorrow. There's Ramban and the Pasuk Vashem Berach is Avram Bakol. It's a Kabbalistic Ramban. It talks about some major yisodos in Kabbalah. Not that I have major yiddish in Kabbalah, I don't, but it's a very important Ramban, and it's just at least take out of it some ideas, which I think are very basic to understanding of in Kabbalah, and then it's also that from there I think is a very basic understanding in Bechlal, exactly the relationship of Klal Yisrael to visit to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Okay, so Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk Hashem Erach Avram Bakol. So we'll do it pretty much inside Chazal Darshan and the word Bakol. The word brings different Adam and what exactly it means. So Soid Midas Kol Ubakol. So the Gemara says there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Hashem Erach Avram Bakol. Remei Armer Shlo Hoyisaloi Bas. Yehud Armer Bas Hoyisaloi. So she's going to have to marry somebody from the Eretz Aram. They do their Avdei Zorah. To keep her local, she has more control. She has to marry Bnei Kanan. Ramal Yachbos Shiyetzi Zari Hakosher Misari Ishtoi Chutzalar. She doesn't want his children going to Chutzalar. Afki Avdei Avdei Zorah. So especially because they'll be ending up being Avdei Avdei Zorah. So he has no way to know what to do with a bas. It was a bracha not having a bas. He had everything. He was echidim to have a son and to have a daughter. He had bracha bakol ki hayaloi kol asher yichamdu hanoshim lechasa daber. He had everything human beings want. So Benjamin was mevarach him for everything. Comes the Chayim Eskiru that they said that the name of the bas was bakol. So the Ibn Ezra Tainus Kesher was mevarach Avram with a daughter named bakol. So it should have said Hashem Erachas Avraham Ba Bakol, be with the daughter Bakol. That's Ibn Ezra's time on the Drashas Chazal. So Ibn Ezra finds Drashas Chazal difficult. Why is it really important to us to understand that the name of the daughter was? So he had a daughter. So why is it important to know the name of the daughter? Like what did Chazal want? So the Ramban at the end of this whole piece, he says he's pretty strong back. He says if you understand what we said, you'll understand the Pesukim in Yirmiyah. L'mitta milas chaser sa ba'al of the taskel d'orim ravim astumim b'Torah Mikra. If you understand what we said, you'll understand a lot of different points in Torah and Mikra which are not clear. If the person who talks about Ibn Ezra uses Lashana sometimes that idea of Soid, he's spoiled in his idea of knowledge of Soid. If he would have understood what I just said, he would have not been making fun of Chazal. That actually, I wrote this as a response to the Tain of the Ibn Ezra that he was. Spoke so against Chazal, and Chazal's shot doesn't make sense. So, it sounds like the Ramban was responding to the fact he wasn't necessarily going to be Megala what he's about to be Megala, he said. It's in Yonim of Kabbalah. But to show that Chazal, we're not saying something which sounds doesn't make any sense, because Ibn Ezra Tainer, he's going to respond to it in a real way. Now, Be'emeshen Kabon Lacherim Alamachlekes Lehemim Brihuda Ladiya Asan Hashem Abbas Azayz Bavad. To tell us the name of the daughter, that's the Machlekes. Mechlil Lehem She Yotziu Birchasa Shel Avram She Gedoyla B'Klol Lithinyan Seh. So Yehuda comes along and says they had a daughter. So it means they had everything, up to even a daughter. Okay. And Lacherim says, no, that wasn't the point. The point was he had a daughter named Bakal. That was the Gevaldige Bracha. He got one bracha. He has a daughter named Bakal. That's the bracha that he got. He got things besides that. Avachem kidur pirsha because it was that inyan omik ma'od. With darshim is that side mesedas atera. Avomer ki Bakal tirmas al inyan gozel. So Bakal is hinting over here to a major concept. Vushiyesh lekadosh bracha mida tikra kol. The Brashma has an Haga in the Bria, the way he deals with the world, the Midas, the way Brashma deals with the world, called Kol. In Nesha, who said it, you said a Kol, and that Midas is called Kol because it's the side of everything. But Nemar and Yeshem is a Kol, which Nemar Yisrael Eretz Bakol, who that Yisrael Eretz Teva Gadela who Shea Akol Bereyolim Bavur Ki Bakol. The reason why the world has so much is through the Midas of Kol. And Hashminis, Midgimu Midas. And the Midgimu Midas, which we have, Hashem, Hashem, Karachu Bachanu, the Midas, the Midas of Emes. And that's the Midas Shminis of, and that's the Midas of Kol. They all go to, that is the same Midas. Midas Acheres Tikra Bas, Netzelis Mehano. There's another Midas which is resulting from it, so it's called a Bas. It's born of it, it's a child of it. Ubohu Manig is a Kol. That is the Brashma uses that mida to be manig everything. He based dinoi shal kadosh baruch hu nimrus v'milas v'Hashem b'kol mok. Rebbe says v'Hashem, Hashem with. That's referring to the mida of Bakal, which is the mida which the Brashma is manig is the bria. Okay. We talk about midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bershom has midas. The Bershom has the sphere. The midas is another name for the spheres. We talk about the Bershom has spheres. What is the point we're trying to say? What is this idea that Bershom has is spheres? The people which challenge the concept of Kabbalah, etc. One of the issues that they had is that one of the many setters we know about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. And also, you're saying the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, Chas V'Shalom. So why isn't it a problem against the Yichud of Hashem? That was one of the times that they had on the, when the idea of Kabbalah became more first of its actual. This is one of the questions they asked. They asked the question to the Rivosh, one of the Rishonim. They asked the question to why is the Bala Kabbalah, why aren't they over Yichud Hashem? So what's this idea of the spheres? The best moshul to understand the spheres is if you look at an electric company, a company which generates electricity. So the electric company generates electricity. So the generator which produces electricity is this a gigantic, powerful machine, and it's producing megawatts of electricity. And it puts it out through these gigantic wires which are able to hold such force electricity. Now that stuff would blow into your house, it would blow your house to smithereens. You're with it, you know. So you have transformers which step down the electricity which is generated to a level which is going to be useful for you. You have your 120, you have your 240, you have your 220, 240. Some things even are used higher levels. And there's stations, there's substations, there's transformers. Then there's actual wire which takes it into your house. And then there's the receptacle which allows you to plug in. A Kadosh Baruch Hu uses that process of a desire that he has for the bria, his rotzen for the bria, and then he takes that rotzen that he has for the bria. And he puts it through a process till it gets to a point where the human being is able to interface with that rasa that he has with the bria in a way which human beings are able to already be makal. So, before you discuss how to do it, So Kosh Baruch doesn't have electricity, and Kosh Baruch doesn't have, you know, doesn't have transmission in a physical sense. But the process that Kosh Baruch Hu deals with, a different type of analogy to explain the process with Kosh Baruch Hu. So the idea of a step down, that makes sense to us. That the way that's expressed would be that the person starts with a rotzen. He has a desire for something, his desire for the bria, flawless, or he has a desire for a specific thing that he wants to happen. That's the starting point of the process. Then the Rosham takes that rotzen and he decides how he's going to express that rotzen. And then he goes through the process of expressing it in a way which will be fit vis-a-vis the human being. The transfer from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen down to a Olam which is Gashmi and human beings which are Gashmi is a tremendous process which is necessary to change that. Now, necessary is a bad word. The Rosham could have made it any other way. The Rosham made it in this way. This is the way he decided to make it. It doesn't have to, not necessary. In our world, that becomes necessary. That Rosham makes it for us as if that is necessary. So the process goes from Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen down to where a human being is able to accept that reality. Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen really is two. There are two recitals that Rosham has that's are expressed through this process. One is the Rosham wants to be made to be mashpia to the Bria, and the Rosham wants to be made to be mashpia and the Bria in a way that human beings will be the metivim and the mashpiyim. So he wants to be mashpia, but he wants to be mashpia in a way that we are the ones who are really the bialim of the hashpa of chesed that we receive, and therefore we will, like the Ramchal talks about, the Rosham created the world, the Kiddush created the world, the Rosham made it stuck with all in Gan Eden, and we had a lot of, it was very pleasant in Gan Eden, but the Rosham created the Bria in an oifen where we could feel greater and better about what we receive if we are the ones in the bialim of it. So the final expression of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to allow us to be bialim in a certain sense. That process of the Rosham being mashpia in a way which human beings can handle it and is what allows the Bria to exist. That Mida is the Mida of Kol. The Mida which allows the Bria to exist means the Rosham is going to be able to take the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express it in terms which limited human beings can relate to. That process is the process of taking something which is greater than the world and making it fit into the world. That's the process of Ko. And that's what everything in the world depends on, that because otherwise it wouldn't exist. In the sphere is that name. The name of that sphere is the sphere of Yesod. As he says over here, that the it's called Ko. And they shall Yesod HaKo. You, at some point in your journey through yeshiva, especially you've been, you know, some of the more the yeshivas are geared towards boys straight out of high school. They you know, in the mirror yeshiva, they're not talking about this type of stuff. You know, you go to Reish Yeshiva Shalayim, they're talking about it. Okay, you know, okay. Well, say your extremes, and you figure out where you fit in the middle. Okay, that Yosef is the meat of Yisrael. The place where that's expressed is that Yosef was the person who was the by a kalkel Yosef. Yosef was the one who was makalkel. He was able to give chayim and chiyus to all of Bnei Yisrael. So Yosef's function was the function of being able to be mashpia. That was the function that he had. So the meaning of Yosef, and that's why the physical representation of Yosef, when we talk about in the mashal that the different parts of the body correspond to the different meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The meat in the body, which allows a person to be mashpia and to create something which is beyond himself, which has a existence of its own in a certain sense, is the eivor ha'lod of the male. The eivor ha'lod of the male has to take all the cells of the body have 23 sets of chromosomes. The reproductive cells don't. They cut it in half, allowed to be mashpia, whereas that the mekabel also is playing a role in what it's receiving. So the process of everything up to that point is the process of totality of the giver, and the process which allows that the receiver and the receiving end also plays a role is the process of that process of being mashpia in such a way that the mekabel, that's the process which is represented in the reproduction. Reproduction takes the 46 and makes it into 23, and the mekabelis adds 23, and together you create something. So the process of being mashpia in a way that allows the mekabel, us, is the process of yisoid. So it's limiting. Its process is to limit the mahashpo in such a way, but to express the hashpo in such a way that we have a function. So the second half of the process is, there is, when we talk about the language is difficult to understand. In other words, we see a picture in Shemayim. There's this big machine which like turns off the juice. There's smaller and smaller levels of juice. You know. That's not what it means. It has no physical representation. Spheres, that's one of the issues that he had with the Kabbalah, was it ends up having, seeming in people's minds, physical connotations, representations, and that's wrong. All it is really is conceptual. But what is the concept that we're talking about? That the Baruch Hu wanted to create a Bria where he can be mative to. And you want to create a Bria where the Balei Hatava that are receiving the Hatava are become Balem over that Hatava also. That we contribute. That was Rosham's Rotsen. The Rosham created a process which allows that to exist. That becomes, that is the foundation of the Bria. It means the sense that the Rosham found a vehicle to do that. Otherwise, we know the Bria couldn't exist. There's no mokum for Bria, there's no idea of Bria had it not been this process. So in the conceptual idea, the goal of the Bria is that final step, that we should be Balei Hashpo ourselves, we should be part of the process. That the Rosham allowed people which really are not Balei Hashpo, but the Rosham created a world which allows us to be Mashpiyim, that itself is the process of allowing us to exist, otherwise we have no reason why we should exist. So the whole source of existence that any human being, that the Bria has, and human beings have, is all because the Rosham found a way to be Mashpia in such a way. That's what allows the whole Bria to exist. That's why it's called Yisoid. It's the foundation of the whole Bria, because otherwise the existence would be impossible. You can't exist. Well, the Rosham only wanted existence to be in a certain way. He therefore made it in such a way, therefore he allows existence to be, otherwise he would have no purpose in the Bria. So, the expression of the Baruch Hu's Rotsen, which is the starting point, is going to take place in the last two stages. The step of the Baruch Hu, Mashpia, in such a way that we can become the Balei Mashpia, and that we become the Balei Mashpia. Those last two stages are the tachlis of the whole Bria. So the Seif Maaseh is the Machshav HaTechila. The final point is really the purpose of everything. You look at the final point, you realize, what was the goal? So you say that the goal was the Hashpo v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a way which we could, and the final point is that actually exists. So, when you draw the different ways of drawing the spheres, so the highest sphere is Keser means the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's drawn in a direct line above the meat of Yesod and Malchus. Because there's a direct line from the Midah of Keser, which is the Tachlis of the Bria, and Yesod and Malchus, which are the way that the Bria therefore can have an existence and function the way the Rosh Hashanah wanted to function. And everything else is there really to facilitate that point. Which is why some point in your life, if you start thinking about the spheres, it always bothers you that the starting point is Keser and the bottom point is Malchus. Like, if Keser is the highest point, then it goes down from there. You wouldn't picture Malchus as the last stage. Just the words. You're going from the crown to the kingship. Right? So, everything else in between was like, you went down, 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 or so you go back up to the top. Malchus is the top. It's Keser. And actually, the final, the Lashon in one place, a few places, is called Kesher Malchus. Because, again, the Bria has no... We only engage with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we talk about the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the point of Bria and onwards. Before, but that, the Baruch Hu actually means nothing to us. We have no idea how to be typhus in that. So from the point of Bria and onwards, the final goal and the starting point are synonymous. There isn't a period between the two of them. That's the goal, and that's the final point. So the Baruch Hu has a meter of Ko, which is the foundation of everything, the ability that Baruch Hu is able to be Mashpi in such a way that we could be function in it. And from that, it results a meter of the, which is Netzelis Himena, which is Manigas Ko. That is what you run the whole world with. Who runs the world? The Maisim of Bnei Yisrael run the world. And that's Malchus. So the Baruch Hu's presence in Klal Yisrael, that which depends on how Klal Yisrael does it, is the source of everything. V'hinei shenikras kala b'sefer shir ha-shirim, b'vor shehi klula min ha-kol, v'hi shechom b'mechanim shmo k'neshes Yisrael b'mekam Yisrabim, b'vor shehi k'nusas ha-kol. In the Kabbalah, the meaning of Malchus is also called Knesset Yisrael. Why? Because Klal Yisrael, which are the Mashpiyim on the Bria of how things are going to be good or bad, to know that we give the source to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the meaning of Malchus. That's the final expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is through Knesset Yisrael. V'amira azoyis hoyisal Avram kibas. So Chazal say that Avram had a daughter named Bakel, which means that he was the total mashpia. He was the mashpia par excellence. He had this totally emanating from him, coming out of him. He was the isha chesed. He was the mashpia of the Bria. See, he was the physical ashpa, but in the whole tachas of Bria was Avraham Avinu. That human being should come to the Korah of Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence into the Bria. That was the whole purpose of the whole Bria. He injects into the Bria its purpose. So the purpose of the Bria was that a human being would come along and give the Bria purpose. That was the purpose. That human being should create the purpose. Who did that? Avram, who started from zero and found the Kodesh Baruch Hu and brought the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence into the Bria. So Avram Avinu is the Bako par excellence. He's the Hanhaga of the Mashpia into the Bria par excellence more than anybody else. So he was the one who created the Bakal of the Bria. So the Bakal is his Bas. It's his creation. And he's learning with it. It doesn't mean he had a daughter. He didn't have a daughter. So that's, you say, Rameir says he didn't have a daughter. Who says he did have a daughter? Oh. Right? Which is talking about mitzvah, the physical brachas the Russian gave him, how far did those brachas go? That's not what it means. Well, he remezes in Yigalos Shabarachas said, "Midas Shehu Basecha Midas Hakol, Chen Tikra Gam Hikol, Kolashin Tishmi BeKirboi, Hinei Umavurach B'Shemayim BeOretz, L'Chad Amar B'Hashem L'Kei Shemayim BeKalei Oretz." We know you're familiar with that the seven spheres, seven lower spheres. Our marumas in the pasuk, which you say in Vayivarach David, L'chashem ha'gadula v'agavura v'tiferes v'nitzel v'hoid ki chob ha'shem v'oretz l'chashem ha'mam l'chob v'nitzel l'chol d'rush. So ha'gadula, Rashi already says, l'chumash gadula is a midas chesed, gavura is gavura, ha'gadula v'agavura v'tiferes is the third midah, nitzel v'hoid ki chob ha'shem v'oretz chalosh is the midah of yisoid, l'chashem ha'mam l'chob v'nitzel l'chol d'rush is the midah of malchus. So in that pasuk, the seven lower spheres are mentioned. But that kichol b'shemayim b'oritz. The existence of shemayim b'oritz is an expression of kol. So Avram was the one who, like Chazal say, that he made a kodesh baruch hu l'kei shemayim l'kei oritz. And that's everything is an expression of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one who expressed everything. Okay, that's enough of the Ramban to digest. Now, let's. I just want to want to you know, so it's Kabbalah 101, and your yotze your Kabbalah shir for the week. No, if the Baruch Hashem created in the Bria the ability to be mashbia, and the ability to be mashbia, that the Rosh is mashbia, but he gave over to the human being the ability to, they are the ones who are going to be mashbia into the Bria, and they're going to define the destiny of the Bria and give it its shape and its funk and its form. So, and we said that therefore, like Abraham Avinu came along and was the first one who the first one which actually injected, because I'll say that when we say Malchus, Elokei Avraham is saying Malchus. Avraham is the one who injected into the Bria the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the more bracha, that yet any bracha doesn't have Shema Malchus, is not a good bracha. So Tosfos Sakasha, what about Shemoneh Esrei? So Tosfos gives two terusim. The Bakasha doesn't have to have Malchus. Inami, Elokei Avraham is Malchus, because Avraham was the first one to call the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adai. And this is expressed in the connection of the Midah of Yisoid and the Midah of Malchus. I just want to maybe just touch on one point. Why is Yisoid, the physical manifestation of Yisoid, so challenging and so difficult? It's such a tremendous concept that the Russian made, that there's a koyach of hashpah on the Bria. And that the Baruch Hashem made the human being's body to parallel the hug of the Bria that the Baruch Hashem has. And one of the most challenging areas that a human being has is the meat of Yisoid. Yisoid is to the point that, you know, Chazal say that there's three things: a person is not nitzim and b'chol yom, avak lashon hara, one of them is hihurei aveir. The reason I mentioned, the Rizal says that all of the galus is because of chatas nurim. And you they hear it. If this is the tachlis of Bria, you can understand that galus is rooted in such any abuse or misuse of that hanhaga is going to be a source of galus, which is the lack of awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the last issue we still need to ask: why is it the midah shmini? Why is it called emes? Why is it referred to as the midah of emes? Why is Yisoid the midah of emes? Again, you know, we're touching on things are beyond where I have a right to tread. You know. As much as the Russian created the world, and he made the world, that the tachlis of the world is that Yisoid should create Malchus, which means the human beings are the Mashpiyim. By definition, the human being can only be a Mashpiyah if he has a Malkum for Bechira. He has a Malkum for two choices. That's what allows him to be the Mashpiyah, otherwise he's not the source of anything. So, in the Midah of Yisoid, there had to be a makom, and that, like you said, it's a half of a hashpah. It allows the human being to be the one who puts in. So in the Midah of Yisoid, there had to be specifically a makom for ability to see otherwise. In the Tachlis of Bria, in the specific Tachlis of Bria, which allowed for the human being to be mashpiyim, if that was the goal, that was the purpose, part of that, there had to be a makom where there's a makom where kabiyachol, there's a space for Russia, which we are the ones who are going to inject it into that space. So the meat of Yisoid leaves for us specifically an area of challenge, an area of space where we are going to decide how to use it. I think the reason why it's the mita is emes. I think that you like to boil it down to one point. I think there's really more than one point over there. Emes is the reality which we live in. We said Bereshit has a haga. When we come, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu midas harachamim. We ask the Bereshit is emes. Means we tell the reality we live in. The Bereshit should be knowing with us vis-a-vis that reality. So the emes that we live in is we live in that there's a final emes, because the Bereshit created this beautiful model of allowing us to be mashpiyim. So it has that true emes in it. But along with that emes comes the reality that we live in, that it's quite challenging. So it's a midas harachamim mitzvah we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be knowing with us, that with that understanding of that, that's the reality that we live in. So the more we understand the challenge, the more Yisrael creates a malchus, the more Yisrael creates a hashpoah, creates a mokum for us to be the mashpiyim. Avraham Avinu had to come from a world, the greatest godless of Avraham Avinu, he came from a world where there was total choshech, and out of that came Avraham Avinu. That's the greatest malchus, is that the hashpoah of the human being is against all of the challenges. So the greater the poor purpose of the space, the purpose of the challenge, is to give us that malchus. Golus is the same thing. You know, sitting in the base of Mikdash with the total, he's got of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't leave that much malchus for the human being. The world of Golus, where everything is nister, not visible, leaves that much more space for the human being. It's mekubal in the yeshiva world that the certain areas that you talk about baremas. I spoke to a chasham mechanech, and he said sometimes I feel it's important to talk about a little more than baremas, and he yelled at me. He says, "Not fregging das Torah of them." Actually, I know there's some people which are ready, saying that the reality that we live in is such that it's almost impossible not to talk about it more straightly because our remez doesn't work. But from the Esveg and Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal, once Rabbi Weinstein told a story that he was once asked to talk about the meat of, talk about Tznius, the Yonim of Tznius, when he was a rabbi in Miami. See, Rabbi Yaakov was there visiting. Rabbi Yaakov used to spend some time in the summer. He used to come down to Miami. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov, or in the winter, he used to come down to Miami. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov about it. So Rabbi Yaakov says, if you talk about Tznius, it's not Tznius. Not Tznius to talk about Tznius, But the other option is for sure not Tznius, right? So now what do you do? Don't ask, why am I stuck with it? That's the only issue. But Al Kaponim Berem is just Berem is that it's an area where the by definition it has to be the greatest challenge that a human being has, which means it's going to be the greatest mokum of accomplishment that a human being could have. It's what gives the Bria its tachlis. Is that ability to put a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bereshit created an area where human being is a bialim over in the physical sense, which gives him a right to become a bialim in the spiritual sense of creating a reality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria by overcoming the space which the physical sense left him. It's not an all or nothing battle. Avraham Avinu was the paradigm of that battle. Avram Yitzchok was Mashpia Ra, so he wasn't the paradigm of that battle. Avram was also Mashpia Ra to some extent. Yaakov was Mitzvah Shleim, and if you look at the final picture of the way you draw the picture, it's Keser, Tiferes, Yisrael, and Malchus. Tiferes is also in the middle, and that's because also that Yaakov was never Loro Karim Yomov. He had the perfect meet of Hashpo. Yaakov, without getting involved in why Yaakov was Torah, but Yaakov was the meet of Torah, which is that balance. The Iker Makom Avoda the human being has to be able to be the proper Mashpia is through the process of Liman of Torah. And Revolver writes this, and he says that people, they get chopped in this area and they're worried about it, and they says that the eitz is the more the person puts his mind in the world of Torah, the world of learning, the area is to some extent taken care of. The Rambam says when a person starts having hirei noshim, he should move his mind to the world of Torah, because the Torah also is a world of taiva. The Rosh Hashanah created a koyach of taiva. The goal of that taiva is that a human being should learn Torah with taiva. So the Ilei Tal writes in his Hakdama that people tell him that he doesn't learn Torah Lishma because he enjoys his Torah learning too much. He says it's a toast. That is Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is that a person who learns Torah and he has a hanoah on learning Torah. Now there's two types of hanoah. There's one hanoah is an intellectual challenge of learning, and that's a hanoah. There's another hanoah that a person feels a physical pleasure when he gets to an understanding of Torah. That is the depth of the hanoah which exists. They say the Vilna Gaon was the Vilna Gaon's Michael. He ate a kazayas of black bread means it had all the other stuff in it besides all the parts of the flour which we sift out, they had in there in the morning, and a kazayas of black bread at night, and he had a cup of tea with it in the morning, a cup of tea with it. That was his Michael. So you would expect the Vilna Gaon to be this gaunt, physically gaunt human being. He was physically robust. So I don't know who had the right to say it, but some people say the Gaon said it. It says he got it from his learning. His learning gave him physical sustenance. It was a physical connection. I'll give you this one mashal. We picture the Amoroyim. Our picture of the Amoroyim is like these, Latusha Rosh Hashivas with long kapatas, and they're very intellectual and philosophical, and that's it. There's a few Gemaras which are very strange Gemaras, but one Gemara, the Gemara says that Abaya once saw a man and a woman were traveling, a man was traveling and he met this woman along the way, and they said, let's travel together. So Abaya says, they're Mechavim L'Dvar Veira, I'm going to go and stop them. And he followed them to the next city and they didn't do anything wrong, and they parted ways. They said, we had a nice time being with each other, they parted their ways. So the Gemara says, that Abaya says, I would not have withstood the Nisoy. So you look at that chazal, kol gadol mechaver yitzur gadol mimenu. So Rav Moshe Feinstein had this gigantic yetzer hara. It doesn't really fit picture of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It doesn't fit. It's nice, sweet talmud chacham. So you say it means that he had the yetzer hara for holier things and higher things. The truth of the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, Rabbi says he would have been nichshel in a woman. There's a different Gemara. The Gemara talks about Abaya, that Abaya, his Eber of Hoylada was very big, which means he had a tremendous kayach in that area. The way I understand what the Gemara is saying is that Abaya was a passionate person. He wasn't this distant intellectual literature Rosh Hashiva. He was a passionate person. He made the French look like they're nobodies. He was the lover of all lovers. But that was what he did with the world of Torah. He connected in an intimate way to the world of Torah. It wasn't just an intellectual pursuit. His whole being was connected to the learning, and he had a physical pleasure from it. If it's misguided to something else, so it ends up being abused. He was. The greater the person's pull towards taiva and passion, means it's a simon of the greater ability he has to get a connection to Torah, which will be a mouse of the person. It'll be absorbed into his goof. So it's a challenge. It's a tremendous challenge, and we live in a society where the challenge is there's no, no I don't you know probably Mitzrayim. Was like the last generation which had this type of challenge, this level of exposure to taiva. That means that the Bereshit created in our generation an ability that we have an ability to connect to Torah in a very 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 passionate connection, and that is the challenge of our. And again, each time a person overcomes, it's. A person doesn't overcome. But even a person overcomes, he's creating a connection that he's connected to the whole source of Hashpo and the Bria. It's a tremendous opportunity. Last point I would say, just I think that this man before Mashiach is this man where like the final taklis of human beings bringing an Hashpo before Hashpo is Megal himself, and that's no longer our job to bring Mashpia. The final job of the Hashpo of the human beings has to be the last moments. The last moments are going to be that much more difficult. And that's, you live our society, we see that it's that much more difficult. Because that's that much more opportunity for a human being to be the Mashpia, human being to be the one who's in control, human being is the one who's going to define the godliness of the Bria. It's a little bit of a Havonah.